Well, said Buck, coolly, how did they? You ought to know.
I don't know.
I can't describe, said the other, drumming on the table. It seemed like this. We were 600, and marched with those damn pole axes of Auberon's, the only weapons we've got. We marched two abreast. We went up Holland Walk behind the high palings which seemed to me to go straight as an arrow for Pump Street. I was near the tail of the line, and it was a long one. When the end of it was still between the high palings, the head of the line was already crossing Holland Park Avenue. Then the head plunged into the network of narrow streets on the other side, and the tail and myself came out of the great crossing. When we also had reached the northern side and turned up a small street that points, crookedly as it were, to Pump Street, the whole thing felt different. The streets dodged and bent so much that the head of our line seemed lost altogether. It might as well have been in North America, and all this time we hadn't seen a soul. Buck, who was idly dabbing the ash of his cigar on the ashtray, began to move it deliberately over the table, making feathery grey lines a kind of map. But though the little streets were all deserted, which got a trifle on my nerves, as we got deeper and deeper into them, a thing began to happen that I couldn't understand. Sometimes a long way ahead.